This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Percy's Island Games, Pender Tile, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
I know they tried to use me and abuse me. It goes for so long and implantation, and me never get paid.
You've got it locked to the Friday, January 24th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty always left of me in your company right up until 6 p.m. on this Friday edition. Happy Friday, everybody. The weekend is right around the corner, so you know, love yourself. Like I always tell you, all work and no play makes you a dull person. All play and no work makes you broke. So find a happy medium. The weekend is that happy medium, so love yourself, all right? Take time out to just, you know, take a breath, exhale, and figure out what you could do to love you. Yeah, gotta love yourself sometimes, for real. All right, like I said, though, we got lots to talk about. I appreciate everybody who called in, hit up Mr. Producer, hit up Pearly. Listen, that nasty flu, listen, y'all don't want no part of that. And I'll tell you what the deal is. You don't want to get a double dose of it. And that's what happened to me. Last week, had it, fought it off, started to feel better. And then, you know, one of the comics at Joker's, cough, cough. And then I go to baseball practice and pick up my son and everybody, half the team sick. Go pick up from school, the other half of the school sick. It's going around. And I would suggest that we go back to COVID protocols right now. Sanitize. If you got a business and you got the sign up that says the sanitizer and say, but you move the sanitizer, put the sanitizer back. You all see me here, y'all, from 6 feet. Yeah, protocols, baby. I'm not getting this again. Because to get over it and then get it again is like crazy. I don't wish that on nobody. And for all of you who've had it, or and no, I don't need no remedies involving a cat and lime and tequila and salt. No, that don't work. But yeah, me personally, if you see me rocking the mask, and yeah, man, I ain't trying to get this again. It's crazy. But everybody who reached out, I appreciate y'all, man. Thank y'all so much. I am here in the chair. I have no fear. We can do it on a Friday. And obviously, we're going to open up the lines today. And here's how you chime in.
Here's how you can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free to anyone in the family island is 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day. Right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Yeah, touch the MJ little under the better now, too. Yeah, she was playing, you know, Florence Nightingale to me and my youngest son who got it. And now, you know. She got a pinch of it, but I think, you know, she's nipping it in the bud better than me did. But, yeah, I will give her your regards, and yeah, she will be back next week for sure. Oh, here come the remedies. I appreciate it. Here come the remedies, man. My remedy people, that's good stuff. A great show as usual. Drink your Carnivore. My God, Carnivore, you trying to punish me? That's like when you're small. Come here, take some Carnivore oil. Castor oil. But yeah, I'll take that under advisement, Dexter Carnivore. God, that's to say so bad, though. But hey, if it makes you feel better, or have you not get sick, and that might be something you need to look at. You know what else you need to look at? The headlines.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And be sure to check out Fine Threads, both locations, Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store. And like I said, both locations available for you 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. New arrivals in stock right now. So be sure to check them out, all right? Wide selection of new arrivals, casual, formal, shoes as well. Be sure to check them out, both locations. Get it? Got it. Good. And for more info, simply log on to finethreads.com. Caller, I see. I get to you in a second. Let's check out what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views of Matter since 1844. Is Merlion, CCA is stonewalling, seeks independent examiner in CCA bankruptcy case, story by Tanika Thompson. Government hopeful that agreements with doctors can be signed by February, story by Rachel Scott. Government conducting survey on whether workers want bi-weekly payments. You're conducting a survey now after you're talking about moving to bi-weekly? Or it's already been moved? Minister of Labor and Public Service Pia Glover-Rose said yesterday that a survey has been conducted to determine public servants' views on proposed bi-monthly payments, noting that the government will not force a change to the timing if employees are in favor of it or aren't in favor of it. But that's the fair thing to do. That's the right thing to do. That's a responsible statement by the minister right there. We're taking a survey with the workers who will be impacted by it. And if they don't want to go to bi-monthly, then we don't have to. That's responsible. And if it made. Men charged with vehicular manslaughter, story by Artesia Davis. Two men were on Thursday charged in connection with separate fatal collisions that took place in 2024. Joe Gilbert and David Herrera appeared before Assistant Chief Magistrate. Now let me get to A2, because you know I don't like to leave it half hanging. You know, we gotta get right over to it. A2. And appeared in front of Magistrate Carolyn Vogue Evans on charges of vehicular manslaughter. Gilbert is accused of knocking down Robin Rule of Bentoncourt on June 12th as she crossed Miami Street. Meanwhile, Herrera is accused of causing the death of his passenger, Hansel Strawn Jr., when he collided with another vehicle. That incident happened around 4:30 a.m. on August 31st. Both men were not required to enter pleas to the charges when they made their initial court appearance. Bail was set at $10,000 each on the condition that they surrender their travel documents, sign in weekly at a police station. The men are scheduled to return to court on April 14th. All right. There you have it. That's just some of the headlines blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views of Matter since 1844. Grab your copy today. Gas tracker, Ruby is still 533, Esso 536, Shell 538. All right, let's get to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty, what's up?
Hey, what's happening, Mystery?
Everything good. Listen, Naughty, I think the minister is making a lot of sense when it comes to the doctor and also doing that survey.
Yeah, I think the survey makes sense. If you're going to, you know, impact workers with a payment change, the least you should do is find out what they feel about it, how they feel about it. I think the survey is a good idea. And if the government is serious that they won't act or force a change if the workers aren't for it, I think that's a responsible move.
It is very responsible. And I don't see nothing wrong with that. Also, I don't see nothing wrong with doctors clocking in. Why they don't want to? Why not?
Man, I mean,
they should be held accountable.
But it gets into, all right, give you an example, Mystery.
Naughty, if you just come into work and leaving when you want to leave, come to work, leave and you want to leave, but you're putting in for overtime.
Listen.
Come on, who's keeping track of that?
Let me give you an example. But let me give you an example. You got junior doctors, right, working 48-hour shifts. There got to be some overtime in there some way, somehow.
I understand, but it should be accounted for. It should be. If you work 16 hours, 24 hours. You're just going to say that's how much time you work?
Look, let me give you another example. Let me give you another example, Mystery.
No, this has to be recorded, Naughty.
I get it, but I can show you where it's recorded. I'm a doctor. I got called in to deal with Mystery at 2 o'clock, 2 p.m. Idea with Mystery from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. That's 4 hours, right?
Who says you dealt with me for 4 hours?
The records will show because I'm treating
you. What records?
The medical records. It'll show where I examined you, where I admitted you, where I ran tests on you, where I waited for the results. So that shows me the time that I'm there working on you.
That's not enough. Hold on, let me finish.
Let me finish. That's 4 hours right there, Mystery. Now, yeah, I leave, I come back, and now I deal with Purdy. And Purdy is a more serious case. Purdy take me 8 hours to deal with Purdy. Now I up to 12 hours. That's 2 hours overtime right there.
But here's what you said in between, that you said, I leave and I come back. What time did you leave and what time did you come back?
In the words of The Rock, it doesn't matter what time I leave and come back. I just gave you 4 hours and I'm working on my 10.
Naughty, it doesn't matter because you're working for someone.
Listen, I can be honest with you, though. This time, doctors don't really sign in like that, bro.
Yeah, but they need to.
That's a different story for another day. I might agree with you there that they need to sign in. Maybe
they
I disagree, but I understand that point.
I think the minister's making a whole lot of sense on that. Do the responsible thing. You need to be held accountable. They dealing with the people's money.
Okay,
here.
And then while doctors are at it, you want doctors to sign in. I say also then, let's find out how law firms are billing people. Make sure there's no overbilling. Make sure the work is being done. Make sure the same thing for construction companies, architects, so on and so forth, all in sundry. Let's make sure everybody gets clean.
No. Those are private companies.
And those are private doctors. And some of those are private doctors who have private practices.
No. These doctors.
How about cab drivers clocking in? So when we know you're working your 8 hours and taking care of these tourists, I want sure we get at least 8 to 10 hours of you all on this plate, man.
Naughty, you running out.
Oh, now what? Okay, anyway, see you in the sports, brother. Have a good one, man. You're still all right with me. Make sure I punch your card now. Let's check the text lines. Naughty, great show as usual. Monday I will drop some aloe for you and MJ. I will call Mr. Lang and Howard to make sure you take it. You ain't got to call them. You drop that aloe, me and MJ know just how to take it and just how to deal with it. Lang and Howard might take the aloe. They might need it for themselves. I mean, you never know. Naughty, we live in a country where leaders are saying one party are elites while we still have colonial laws on the books that support monopolies. They ain't shame. Why the people can't go in the casino? Boy, look here. Anyway, don't let me tell that casino story. I can leave that alone. But I'll tell you something. You look at one party. You know what I find ironic about one party calling another party elite? The party, that's calling the other party elite, got videos of MPs showing off all their riches. Like they elite. Calling off all kind of designer brand name. Yeah. The irony of it all. Naughty got a cold, skip the Cowboys game. The Lakers. Boy, I tell you. These deluded Caitlin Clark, Kansas City Chiefs fans. I wouldn't even read your text, but thank you for your jaded well wishes. Only because my youngest son pulls for the Chiefs, it would allow your foolishness to continue. But I'll see you in the WNBA season. And remember, Juju Watkins is a season away. Not this year, but next year. She's coming. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, what's happening, GNN?
Hey, what's happening, GNN? Boy, if I tell you, you'll talk it.
Dead serious, man. But listen, that's what the short talk show is all about. See?
Yeah, boy.
Like the callers, like the last caller, what they need to do is stop getting emotional, stop associating yourself with a political party. I'm not sure that's what he's doing, but this is what I'm gathering.
One thing to his credit, Mystery, I think he's just a fan of said minister and the job they're doing, because I've heard him hold both sides accountable. But go ahead.
You gotta dissect the thing properly. The doctors, he didn't listen to the doctors on Guardian Radio. See, doctors are not lying staff. Those persons you said it, Naughty, they are private consultants. You understand? And they don't wake for no $5 an hour. Now, the thing that they are concerned about is not overtime per se, because if they rostered to work on Monday, they would come in as rostered. Now, if they go over 3 to 4 to 5 hours, they don't charge the government for that. However, if they are called in on a day that they're not rostered to wait, that is the problem that they're having.
And you another understand? Thing, too, another thing that I'm getting from the doctors are as well is they don't really have a problem about clocking in. But the problem is the government prepared to pay them now
exactly.
for the hours they work?
You see?
And that's where you get your gray area.
The doctors may be rostered for a 10-hour shift. And, of course, you know, most of them don't just wait no 10 hours. Some of them go way over that. If we was to clock them in, you think the government would be able to, they can't pay nobody. You think they'd be able to pay the line staff that work for them 100%? They can't do that. What they got to do is sit down to the table and come to some agreement in terms of, okay, on your day off or roster off, if you have to come in, we'll do the same thing. We give you a 10-hour shift or a 5-hour shift, that kind of thing. We can't pay them doctors if they clock in. And doctors don't clock in, man. That's not the gold standard for doctors. Those people are 10-year, 12, 15-year consultants. What the hell are they talking about?
And on top of that, I get, you know, I got a texter, Naughty, how do you want to be paid and not want to sign in? You have to sign in order to be paid. No, you don't.
That's dumb.
You know that, so stop making something out of nothing. No. There's something there. Because if it's the protocol for private doctors and private physicians, and look at the time they were there while the work done. If I roll in and I say, man, I was dealing with GNN from 2 to 6, I had to admit him, I had to x-ray him, I had to diagnose him, I had to start the first round of drip, I had to run the second round, this, that, another. You're going to see it because the doctor's notes are a record.
They got to sign up.
They have to sign.
They don't need that, you know. They don't need that. If they roster to wake a 10-hour day, when they roster, even if they wake 3 hours, you got to pay them for 10. So it could go either shorter or over. That's how they roster. Once they come in, they get covered for 10 hours. Now, if they go over 5, 6, 7, 10 the next day, they don't get paid for that. These fellas don't listen.
And again, let me make it abundantly clear. They, and I'll say it again, good stuff is always GNN. Good afternoon, Naughty. I wish the caller had listened to the head, not GNN, but the previous caller had listened to the doctor's union who was on the radio speaking to this same matter of clocking in. She stated that they are not against clocking in, but the question is whether or not the government is prepared to pay for the hours that they work. Cabinet ministers and the PM should also clock in if that is the case. Touche. Thank you very much. Caller, I see you. Texas, I see you. First break is on the horizon. We'll take the first break. Flip side of the break, caller, you first out of the gate. Texas, I'll get to you. We'll get into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. As the Friday, January 24th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
I know they tried to use me and abuse me. I leave them with the ground. It goes by so long on the plantation. And me never get paid. Oh, they stole away. How many lives they slay? Now them works just slap them in them face.
You're a builder. You want to give your client the best material at the best prices, and you need to put food on the table. Well, check out these prices at Pinder Enterprises. 5/8 pressure-treated roofing ply starting at $36.68 includes VAT. By the way, all these prices include VAT. Gray Select Water Shield, $134.20 a roll. Felt, £15, £16.50, £30, £19.80. Owens Corning Duration Shingles and Certainty Landmark Shingles, $56.56 a bundle. Gallner Roof Cement, $33.47. When it comes to screwing and nailing, Pinder got you covered. He got every nail and screw you could possibly need.
Crunch your hunger cravings and satisfy the whole family with KFC Bucket Meals starting at just $20. Get freshly prepared golden fried chicken, buttery biscuits, and add your favorite large sides for flavor that will make your mouth happy and your feet dance. Order online or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to grab your KFC bucket today. Big flavor, bigger value, and always KFC. Finger licking good.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope. creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, well. The bona fire banner we got. Babylon and the free jack could never get me down. And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the friend. Me bona fire banner we got. Babylon and the free jack could never get me down. And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the friend. The work goes by so long and the plantation, and me never get paid. Of all they stole away, how many lives they slay. Now them works and slap them in them face.
Wherever I got you on the Friday, January 24th edition of Talking Heads. And listen here, man. The 24th, Mr. Producer, how do we get to the 24th? Wait, January carrying on. Wait. Now, you know what? You get that, Buju? I am moving like a nuclear. That's just how January carrying on. We need to hear that today for sure. All right, caller, let's get to the first caller. And like I promised you first out of the break. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
I didn't call Papa. Yeah, Naughty, you know.
Hey, what's happening, Papa?
Thank God for life, for sure. So
all
like
the time.
It's January going fast. Man, last year gone fast. Last year gone fast, and it's like January just pick up speed. I don't know if that's...
Flying.
I mean, I can talk, but behind me, say you. But I don't know if that's because I get older. That's how you feel, like the day is going so quick, the months... The weeks and everything.
I don't think we get no that they go and find it. Don't want to deal with the BS that's going on in the world, so they just trying to fly through the calendar as fast as they can.
Could be so. You know, on the doctor's thing, this ain't the first time underneath a government these doctors was complaining and saying things, or the government say, well, y'all got to sign in and stuff like that. Man, this is a simple problem. We got to stop this insanity, keep repeating the same thing. You don't need to be a rocket scientist to understand. Doctors, I know some of y'all could be arrogant because y'all smart, right? But we support y'all. The people that we support y'all, we need y'all to sign the thing. Just sign it, man. Whatever it is, make a program up or the administrators there. Enforce it. Find them when they reach in the building. Go and find them. Make them come to a certain door, either a chip or something, or a card they have to press. Man, it's a simple thing. Now, the next thing is that the government need to pay them what they owe it. Not just find the money when they do this overtime. But
okay,
everything what you owe them, listen to me. We don't blame no one for it. There's something what was happening. There's something we need to deal with. Get it over with. It's like spill milk it down on the floor. Don't complain. Pay the doctors them. Let's enforce the rules now. You say you were no one in the building, Prime Minister? Well, we could do that. We just need the doctors to follow the program. Find the money, pay them, especially when they do overtime. Treat them right. They deserve it, young or old, senior or not. That's a simple problem. You see the arrogance when I tell you about some of them? It's a simple problem. The senior saying...
Communication, man. Communication. Dialogue.
Okay. Huh?
Proper communication and dialogue, yes, will get it done.
Yes. Now, what I have an issue with is this next professional doctor who's the Minister of Health. I think he's a very nice man. I talked to him a few times.
But, I mean, did you really expect anything in the Ministry of Health after his, for lack of a better word, epic failure as Minister of Grand Bahama in his previous incarnation in politics?
Well, I always give people the benefit of the doubt. Like,
you know this old saying too, Papa. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Yeah, but I agree with you, Naughty. Naughty, I say, like I was saying, right? I say I give him the benefit of the doubt. So far, he has failed. he's failed politically.
But at least he's consistent. He failed as the Minister of Grand Bahama, now he's failing as the Minister of Health. The consistency, you have to applaud.
Yes, it's like he's one of those shameless ministers. You understand? He would say anything out of his mouth. What I'm talking about is that Dr. David Allen, the psychiatrist, I think that's what he is, right? He's saying something. He say fentanyl, this thing, I don't know if I pronouncing it right, the drug was coming from Mexico or China or somewhere, was killing people them rapidly in the United
fentanyl.
States.
Fentanyl. Huh? Fentanyl, and now it's here.
He say we have 15 deaths so far.
Listen, they don't understand
that. The minister is saying
they don't understand how lethal fentanyl is. Hold on 1 second, Paul, but you can smell it. You can inhale it, not as in like take it in your nostrils. It could be in a room. And you get it within proximity of it, it can kill you. There have been officers in the States when making an arrest that found fentanyl, touched it, boom.
This is my
That's
point.
How lethal it is. Then when you've taken it, i.e. as a, like a form of drug use or narcotics use, it is lethal.
Break that down for us. The last word.
Lethal. It's deadly. It will kill you.
You want to make sure everyone... See, that's why I say this should have been a big thing. He's like, he's the minister.
I mean, it makes heroin look like a joke, and we all know what the scourge of heroin is, the addiction, the death, and everything.
Well, the minister's knocking it down. He's making it sound like it's not a crisis already.
Because it hasn't hit his doorstep. It hasn't come to his doorstep.
One death.
So it don't matter. One death is too many. I agree.
One death is too many. So I wish he would stop talking foolishness. So find David Allen, him and the police, like he say, and they can sit down and find him. Let David Allen work inside.
If you've identified Papa, then you should know from a police standpoint, it has to be found. It has to be eradicated. It is. I mean, we do have a narcotics problem otherwise, but this is high alert.
David Allen in there. Get into the schools. Get
correct.
Into the
and look.
Talk to the people. Tell them what it's about.
And it has to be. It has to be two things when you look at it.
Yes.
Or three. It has to be people going off, experience things in the States, and trying to bring it back and spread it here, like because we love to follow fashion.
Yeah.
Or there might be a foreign element here, one way or another, that's introducing it. Mm-hmm. But that's not something we're into. That's not something that you know. Bahamian's about. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
But it's here now. Obviously, it's a new norm.
It's a big thing. They're making it seem like it's a small thing.
It's
like
a global epidemic when it comes to that.
Till it reached their doorstep, like you said, brother.
Now, when it hit their doorstep, it's a different story.
Yeah.
And you forget Dr. Darvill, too, you know. That blood bank still had a lot of issues. We lost a lot of people because of that blood situation.
He's a hot mess. He's a political hot mess. He's one of those shameless ministers who say anything out their mouth. I think he needs to sit down and shut up and get the right set of people around him with the most respect and deal with the situation. Keep up the good work, Norton.
You too, Pop. Have a great weekend, my brother. Be safe. Let me get this text in and we'll get to the next call. Norton, both sides are being disingenuous. The doctors know that some doctors abuse the system, take pay for being at PMH, then go to work for private businesses. In fact, this doesn't just happen for the physicians. If the government wants some evidence of physical presence, why don't they just put a swipe system on the door throughout key points in the hospital so you can swipe in one area and disappear? Sides would have to be recorded, then audit the video for the time swiped. Naughty, the cat and the key to this work. Try it. No, I good. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads. Talking Heads. All right, hit us back. Call if you had to wait too long, hit us back. But at the end of the day, like I say, the doctors seem to be willing to meet halfway on the check-in situation or the sign-in. But where's the guarantee that they're going to be compensated? And this administration's track record precedes it. There is not a lot that we could go on. There's been a lot of misspeaks, you know? Let's be honest. Anyhow, let's get back to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Naughty.
Hey.
CNN again. Listen, Naughty. People ain't understanding. I try to tell him, stop getting emotional or pulling for your party. You know a person like Dr. Dwayne Sand. he just told him, he's an internationally known doctor. You can't pay Dr. Dwayne Sands by no hour. What you got to do with Dr.
Dwayne? And like Dr. Donnie Johnson, you can't pay him. He's an international podiatrist.
Like you got to sit with
him. Since we call him famous doctors from both political sides.
See, if you got 50 doctors working in the hospital, senior doctors, you can't broad brush all of them. You have to sit with them individually and work out a contract with them. Humans are slightly different from others. That ain't like no union. Like the 100% staff, the nurses and the sister, they work fully for government. These doctors are private. I even hear one of your texters or callers say about this. Go somewhere. Yes, when they come and they didn't finish their clinic, they go to their private business. You can't pay them like that. You understand? You can't pay Dwayne Sands no $12 an hour or nothing like that. They charge you $300,000 for heart surgery. The government have to sit with them and negotiate an agreement. That's all. Ain't no swipe it. Only line staff is swipe it. Been where you see any senior doctor like Sands ever swipe it. Come on, man, y'all, let's be sensible about this thing. Brave don't swipe it. When the teacher comes to school, she don't swipe it. The children got to sign in, though. They got to be sensible about this. You can't pay them doctors. And if they wake over time, be dead in the water. I know some of them doctors, I've been around, speaking from experience. I've been in the hospital 3 times a week for dialysis. And I see some of them doctors don't go home. You think you can pay them? Come on, man, you let's be sensible. Tell your prime minister, sit down with them doctors and negotiate something here. Stop talking foolishness. Listen, minister, not even what you think about minister.
Like, what do you think about minister? Like what? I don't think about minister.
That's a good one.
I normally tend to run my thoughts and my opinions on relevant situations.
Yeah, okay.
Not non-factors.
I give you that, right? Naughty, minister.
Now, I have been having a laugh at his minions on social media and the foolishness.
We're better saying, it is open a statement. A child born here in the Bahamas, right? Qualified for citizenship. Kiadis, he boxing that. What nonsense is that? If you qualify for citizenship, why you can't get the same thing JNN and Naughty entitled to?
If you qualify for citizenship, doesn't that mean you have the rights of the citizenry of the Bahamas as other citizens of the Bahamas?
That's what he say. But he said the child can't go to college. They can't open a bank account. Nonsense. Listen to that thing, Mark.
I know a couple of expats who have gotten their citizenship over the years, and I seen them in the bank, so that means they must have a bank account, right?
See, let me tell you what it is. Like I told one aspiring politician today, they say, oh, I understand what minister. I say, BS. You don't understand what minister saying. You know what minister is? Minister problem in his party, and minister trying to hold on to Kalani. And he's trying to get back in there.
The window closing in Kalani, though. You ain't see him trying to prop it open with mop stick, mop handle, cement block, all kind of foolishness?
I want my image to understand. He pondering to get back in the house of assembly or to his people. Because that's all he doing. And he using, they continuing to use.
Now the question really is, the pondering going to work? Is he going to get that nomination or is he going to be replaced?
Wait.
Anyway, let me get these other calls. You have right. Go and send no more. Have a great weekend, my brother. Talking heads.
Hey, what's that, Naughty?
Hey, what's going on, Skillaboo?
Okay, I want to help you with two things.
Oh, boy, every time you help me, it's turned out to be wrong. But anyway, go ahead.
No, I can help you with that thing. The thing with you and your wife battling.
Oh, the cold? That flu? What you got?
Listen. You see the SRC, right?
Uh-huh.
See the olives, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. You boil them down together.
I got the auto. You got to get me some SRC.
Okay. Once you get your sorry. Now, when you done boil them down together, you could do it like this. You could take some sour lime and put in that the same lime.
Mm-hmm.
Or when you put it in the cup to drink it, you could put the sour lime in the cup.
Uh-huh.
What that can do, that can kill some of the bitterness and it can give you more a lime taste.
All right, like a lemon tea.
Right. And within 3 to 4 days. After your intake, I hear you was talking about the cod liver oil.
Well, somebody tell me I should take cod liver oil.
Right. You take the cod liver oil after that, and that will have, that will knock out everything, and it will build your immune system back up. That's what that does.
And let me ask you this.
And always, it builds up your immune system, and it cut up everything within you, all the cold and thing, that'll become running out of you.
All right, but I can call you a big link. I need some of that CRC, so I can call you over the weekend. I can track you down.
Well, I get on by way, yes. But because you could always find CRC, just go to one yard where there's plenty of fence. CRC is beyond the
yeah,
fence.
Plenty of fence. You go deep, people CRC, they might try to throw rock at you, shoot you, so yeah, I can make sure.
But plenty
yeah.
Get no yard. I know plenty of them get plenty in
Pretty
in,
know how to find CRC. I know.
In the area where they live in.
I could talk to Pretty. Pretty might have CRC right in the yard, for real.
Or Muff. Muff and all good might find some CRC.
Muff is the next one, too. All right.
Huh?
I appreciate it, Skill. I got to get to these other calls, but
okay, bro.
I'll work on that. I appreciate you, brother. Have a good weekend. Talking Heads.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey, what's going on, Antoine?
Everything good. How you doing?
I had a little under the weather, man, fighting and battling, you know, this nasty flu going around, man. And then I got through it, and then between those and baseball practice, I got it again.
Yeah, I definitely know about that.
It's going around.
I hope you and Mary Jane recover as quickly as humanly possible.
Thanks, man. I greatly appreciate that, Antoine.
Right. You're welcome. On the national note, I thought, to my understanding, the Minister of Health was speaking to the junior doctors in the country, right? And they are negotiating their agreement as per their union agreement, right? And so you had a caller who was suggesting that the government should negotiate for individuals, which is crazy, because that's the purpose of the union. The union is representing all of the junior doctors are negotiating on their behalf, right? And so the individual negotiation, that's out the window. That doesn't work. And in addition to that...
But Antoine, let me ask you a quick question. Which union represents the junior doctors? Is it the Bahamas Doctors Union, or is it the Consultant Physician Staff Association?
No, not the Consultant Physicians. That's for the senior doctors.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the other union. The consultants... are the senior doctors, the junior doctors, on-call consultants, right? They work, they are not like the senior doctors who work privately and run their private practices. If you could recall Dr. Sands, when he was the Minister of Health, there was a whole movement where they actually changed the entire bar for doctors, and they are no longer able to seamlessly move from being junior doctors to having their own practices. That's why they call them senior consultants. And so they have to go through a lot longer process in order to qualify for that positioning of senior consultancy, which would also enable them, amongst other things, to have their own private practice.
All right, go ahead.
That was actually creating a problem within the government system, which is why Dr. Sands, to my understanding, and following what he was doing at the time, seek to sort that matter out when he was the Minister of Health. And, of course, he caught a lot of hell for that, as I recall. And I also recall him being very stern with the doctors in seeking to bring about this new agreement that was being negotiated.
But let me ask you this, Anton.
When he was the minister.
Because you had an issue with one of the callers. And I'm thinking this. If the BDU is representing the junior doctors, and the CPSA is representing the senior doctors, wouldn't the protocols for cutting a deal be different with junior doctors compared to senior doctors? So wouldn't a case-by-case and senior doctors based on qualifications and credentials, wouldn't that create, you know, a different negotiation compared to the BDSU?
Absolutely.
Or the BDU, sorry.
All of the protocols would be different. And no matter what position you're holding, there are different protocols for senior officials of government than there are for junior officials of government.
That's a medium. If checking in or clocking in is a stickler for the government, Well, maybe if they want that added, then they have to guarantee the payment to these doctors, junior and senior, because that's a stickler point for them. They have no guarantee that they're going to be paid for set overtime.
That's the second part of what I heard being discussed, right, that I wanted to speak to, because, see, people are putting all of the weight only on overtime payment, right? But it's so much more to it than overtime payment. As the minister himself alluded to, that's Dr. Davil, as the prime minister alluded to in his national statement on the matter, as well as the minister of labor, public service and labor, the Honorable Pia Glover-Rowe alluded to in her statement. There's matters of safety. There's matters of who's on the premises. There's matters of being responsible for those who are on the premises. You know, we had a situation the other day, Naughty, with Hurricane Dorian over there in Abaco, and it still stinks to Lohel today. Well, we didn't even know, in terms of migration, who was in this country. Therefore, we couldn't even notify persons, families, who would have gone missing. All you can operate on is hearsay. That is absolute banana. That's nonsense. That's like operating in a banana republic. We are operating a professional health environment with responsible doctors, a responsible minister, a responsible minister of finance, and a responsible minister of labor. And this matter of signing in is not just limited to overtime pay. It would be crazy for you to allow for a situation to continue just because it existed in the past, just as the minister said, although it is wholly and entirely wrong. Now, the prime minister, as it relates to payment for those persons who are junior doctors, the prime minister stated himself as the minister of finance, do sign in, and whatever overtime you work, you will be compensated for. So there is no issue. There is no issue as it relates to the government being prepared to pay the junior doctors what they are deserving. It would be crazy for the prime minister, as minister of finance, or his government, or his minister, to seek to withhold payment from the doctors that they're
but
deserving.
It needs to be, Anton, because you don't need a doctor, you know, on the table and performing surgery on you and me. And then say, hey, time's up. I don't do overtime. I don't get paid for overtime. And they leave us.
No, but Naughty, that is not the case. As I'm saying to you, the prime minister has already, he's made a public policy pronouncement on the position.
But we've heard public policy. Now, Anton, I got to get to the break. Mr. Producer telling me, I appreciate the call, man. Have a good weekend. But listen, we've heard the prime minister make statements before and come back and backtrack and change up. So I understand the position of the doctors in regard to getting paid. Can we get these two calls in real quick in the last two? All right, Carter, you got 30 seconds. What's happening? Who's this? Talking Heads. Next one. Talking Heads.
Yeah, Naughty, just being quick, fast, in a hurry. Just first of all, we don't need to discuss a game that we were not at to say what it is. The prime minister said what he said to the doctors. The doctors' unions, who are competent, even came out and demanded an apology for the prime minister misrepresenting what they had agreed to or what has happened. So we don't need to guess. We don't need Anton or anyone else to try to reshape our reality. That's called gaslighting. Those people negotiating know what they're negotiating, and they know what they've been negotiating from 2017 to now and wherever else, and what they have not been happy. The truth is, we can't afford to pay them, and that's the problem we have. And so we're trying to, for lack of a better word, jew them down. That's just a slang. Nothing personal.
Yeah, there you go. I got you, man. Have a good weekend, Sean. Great points as always. Appreciate it. Let's get to this next call. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
What's happening?
Yeah, your caller said to tell the TPM to just play them people and stop joking, right?
Right?
Yeah, because last week what he was saying, you know, capital there, right?
Mm.
We're talking about the TPM now, you know.
Yeah,
and also letting them, you know, stop being, you know, petty, man. That's what PPM stands for, Petty Prime Minister.
You go and send them. Have a great weekend. Naughty asked Anton why the countless ministers of immigration haven't had the will to document migrants. Everyone on these phones all day. How hard is it to distribute tablets and get it done? Questions galore. Questions galore. Good stuff. Everybody chimed in, texted in, and called in the first hour. Good stuff. We got Cuban Willie's numerology report coming up, brought to you by the Island Game. Get into the news in the 5 o'clock hour, where we'll be talking sports, getting you ready for the AFC-NFC Championship games, NBA basketball offseason. That's all coming up on the flip side of the break as the Friday, January 24th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this. Boy, Bujo, take me to the break before January completely be gone.
Enough of them a chat, enough of them a talk. Them inna the business and only a skylark. Not true, enough of them a whale, enough of them a shark. Enough of them done and still no one pack. Only if you left the business and... All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
Wepa, soy yo, Cuban Willie, and it's Friday, baby. That's what I'm talking about. It's the weekend, and I got the double whammy slammy for you, the three ball and the four ball in my numerology report brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. The tres pelotas for you today. The 112, the 112. And for the four ball, you have the 75-79. Play them and win with the Island Game. Stay winning, my friend.
NRG is nutrition. Check out our world-famous smoothies, signature quinoa dishes. We have the best salad and breakfast fit for a king and his queen. Open for breakfast, lunch, and now dinner. Each order is made with love and the highest quality ingredients and is nutritionally balanced. Visit any of our three locations. Old Fort Bay, open until 7:30 p.m. West Bay Street and Gladstone Road in the Monroe's Complex, open until 4 p.m. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at NRG Bahamas. NRG, nutrition ready to go.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then Fine Threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion and at your feet.
The KFC chicken experts have done it again with the new Kentucky Mesquite Chicken Sandwich, featuring a large 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet topped with cheddar cheese, smoky bacon, and tangy red onions, all drizzled with ranch sauce and served on a toasted brioche bun. Choose original recipe or spicy, but don't wait. This mouth-watering masterpiece is only here for a limited time and only at your favorite KFC. The new Kentucky Mesquite Chicken Sandwich at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
You're listening to Talkin' Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Talkin' Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Percy's Island Games, Pinder Tile, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
We're back at you on the Friday, January 24th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. We got Pearly zooming in short order. You got the Pearl yet? Look out for the Pearl. He should be zooming in short order. All right. Now, here's the deal. I tell you, we in the sports, listen, my Cowboys done gone, leave us with the 12th pick, and let us do what we need to do. We got Pearly zoomed in?
I'm right here.
All right, cool. Let's set it off how we always do. What's going on, Pearly? All good with you?
I am excited. I had a great week, man, Dodgers. Oh, man, I'm so excited. I can't wait for... I don't care what happens in no other sport. I can't wait for opening day. I can't wait for baseball season.
Sorry. I'm really sick of your Dodgers, okay?
That's all right. The whole world is sick of nothing that makes it even better. Don't be mad if they want to spend money, you know. Others can spend money because, guess what, being the richest team, or the other teams are richer than us.
Okay, you all got all that Japanese money in the pipeline. I don't think people are stupid.
Listen, that Ohtani is the only player in baseball that's making a profit for the Dodgers. Whatever they're paying him, they're making that back easy.
I hear that. All right, let's check out Today in Sports History. I'll brought you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Don't forget, it's Happy Hour at Naughty Johnny's every Wednesday, every Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. You got Happy Hour going on. Be sure to check them out. Great highball specials, great food specials. And then don't forget, tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Naughty Johnny's. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. All right. On this day, January 24th in sports history, 1930, Primo Carnera made his American boxing debut by knocking out Big Boy Patterson in 1 minute 10 seconds of the opening round. 1947, NFL owners voted to allow a sudden death overtime playoff game. The rule wasn't used until 1958. 1955, the Rules Committee of Major League Baseball announced a plan to strictly enforce the rule that required a pitcher to release the ball with 20 seconds after taking his position on the mound. 1964, CBS-TV acquired the rights to televise the National Football League's 1964 and 1965 regular season. The move cost CBS $14.1 million a year. The NFL stayed on CBS for 30 years. 1981, Mike Bossy of the New York Islanders tied Rocket Richard for record for 50 goals in the first 50 games of the season. 1982, the San Francisco 49ers won their first Super Bowl. Joe Montana won the first of his three MVP awards. You know which team they beat to win that Super Bowl, Pearly?
I don't remember.
Cincinnati
really
Bengals, Ken Anderson, Chris Bosworth. I mean, Muncy at the running back position.
I think they lost their star left tackle in the first play of the game or something like that.
No, that was in the Super Bowl against San Francisco later on when Boomer Esiason was quarterback, and that was Tim Crumrie, a defensive tackle who broke his leg.
Yes, you're right. Very much.
But
so.
In 82, it was what about Ken Anderson and the Cincinnati Bengals?
Yeah, I remember now.
And they ended up, I think it was 26-20 was the final score, but they were beating the bejesus out of Cincy. They made a comeback late, but the 49ers held on. 1987, yeah. Walter Payton and Joe Montana were guests on Saturday Night Live. 1990, Clarence Big House Gaines collected the 800th victory of his college coaching career when Winston-Salem State University beat Livingston 79-70. 1995, the prosecution gave its opening statement at the O.J. Simpson murder trial. 2006, Mario Lemieux retired from playing in the NHL for the last time. He had previously retired and came back from cancer, a heart problem, agonizing back pain, a rare bone infection, a self-imposed one-season layoff, and 5 years earlier from the boredom of retirement. Finally, he got it out of his system in 2006, right?
Yeah.
Sports quote of the day, my family was so poor they couldn't afford kids. The lady next door had me. Lee Trevino, golf pro.
I think I heard him say that. I heard that
Lee
before.
Trevino was a trip. He had some of the best ever one-liners. Him and Chichi Rodriguez were a hoot on that senior golf tour.
Yeah, and you remember Chichi when he do a party, he used to do like a saw out and then push it in like Zorro.
Zorro and stick it in. Yeah, man, how you mean?
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, I so, I expect that out of Lee Trevino. Pardon?
Are you feeling a lot better now? We missed you, you know?
Yeah, I appreciate everybody who reached out. I appreciate you holding it down. I appreciate everybody who reached out and checked on. I mentioned it at the beginning of the show. People need to take some of the COVID protocols and let's put back into society. A little 6 foot distancing, you know, maybe some sanitization. Just be a little more aware.
Yeah.
A lot of sniffling, a lot of coughing going on. Cover up when you cough, man. Just understand people are around you and all of us don't want to get sick.
Yep.
So true. Let's see. But we got a lot to talk about, like I said. We got local roundup, as a matter of fact, as well. We got to jump into that. I see a call coming through. Let's get that call real quick before we get into the home court. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King now. So let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads. Talking Heads.
Yeah, but some impatient person.
Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, what's up, man? Chris.
What's happening?
Hey,
man, Naughty, it's cold weather. Have the Cerasi all dry up on my back fence, man.
But Muff, I need some Cerasi, man.
Yeah, but hey, wait, but the like the olives and the sorcy mixed with the ginger and the sour and the pepper. But hey, it had me lick out for 5 days too, but naughty. We must have got to slow down, man. We must be working too hard.
I don't know, man, but it's out there everywhere. I go it out there.
Today, he gone by him. He wrap up in blanket. But I don't know nobody who don't have it. But hey, boy, this a killer. One of my boys can't even talk.
Yeah, but it
last year this time I was locked right down. I thank God this year I'm doing so far so good.
Yeah, boy. Hey. But yeah, man, I can still try to see if I could get a piece of that green piece. But baby, we had no rain. The surface all dry up, man. It's cold weather got to dry up. But what happened to Notre Dame, man? What happened to Leonard there, man?
Well, listen, Ohio State, just a better team. Made a good valiant effort to come back.
What was the score? What was the final score?
They beat us by 3.
But they're going to wait too late, man. Howard, they just couldn't do nothing. Howard, when Howard made the last shot, our first down to the end of the fourth quarter, I said it was over. But yeah, let it take too long to come back. He should have tried to come back from the third. You know?
Yeah, they really dominated Notre Dame in the first half, and then Notre Dame made a decent comeback in the second half, and they decided to make a stop because they couldn't. After that, in the second half, Ohio State really couldn't stop Notre Dame. They were moving. And
yeah, they couldn't stop it. But it was a good game. It was an excellent game, though. And congratulations to Ohio State. But I like that y'all put it on Boston last night, boy. I'm glad that y'all blowed Boston, boy. That's good, man. I love that. And I know MJ should be feeling a little better how Yambi came on in France yesterday with that 30 points in front of the home crowd.
Rambi could be, listen, I got there plenty but Rambi in my household. Trust me when I tell you.
Yeah, but he dangerous, man. He really on top of his game. He's looking good. Now, Jay Daniels. Now, hurt the left knee. Boy, look here. Are you going to go around playing around Washington tonight, boy? You're going to how composed Daniels is? Ain't nothing happening, boy. That's man is the rookie of the year, boy. He's so composed. That man look like he been here before he didn't have but 10 years.
No, but let me tell you a little secret to Jaden Daniels. Mm-hmm. Jaden Daniels has a very high-tech training regimen, which is video game related, where he actually plays in a virtual scenario in the NFL, but like 5 times faster than the NFL itself. So he's being able to process the information faster, 5 times faster. So that's why he's not consumed as a rookie. Sometimes you see rookies look like deer in headlights. They look lost. They look confused. The speed of the game is too much.
Not the Super Bowl 47, the Chiefs against the Eagles. Because what happened, the Eagles would get beat again.
We can talk about this leading up to it this week and next week. Muff, but I can be honest with you. Kansas City beats Buffalo. And Kansas City waiting on whoever in the Super Bowl, and Kansas City going in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, as much I didn't want them to go to 3-peat, but look up to this point.
Look at all the mitigating factors going into it.
If Buffalo look good, this could be 0-5 on their behalf, though. But this weekend could be solved, by Monday, though. But I'll say I like it to be Washington and the Chiefs. But, I don't like the Bills. I hate the Bills to the passion. But, the Chiefs looking like they're heading for 3-3.
Yeah. They look so. They look like they're poised and heading that way. So, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see how it go there. All right. Yeah, Nordy, I can see if I can find one.
Thanks, Muff. I appreciate you as always,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, and then link you. I can call you and then see if I can get that.
Let me know, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, man. Respect. And MJ, too?
Same way, man.
Just, once you boil it down, give us some ginger and some olive oil, that should bounce your back, man. I back up. I just started eating for the first time in 2 days.
Yeah, I'm not saying we're at the recovery right now, too, man. But, any extra will be better.
Weekend, man. First, I could be WhatsApping you and texting you through the game Sunday.
All right, brother. No problem. Take
good
time.
Stuff, Muff, as always. All right, let's get up into the home court. Purdy, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And listen, man, I got something for you. How fast can you eat a Quad Stacker King? BK is inviting you to participate in the Quad Stacker King Challenge. All entrants.
I gotta tell my son he likes the stock. I gotta tell him that.
All entrants receive BK gift certificates. All right, $250 cash and BK merch for the winner. It's going down February 5th, 6:30 at the Harrow Road location of BK. To enter in, all you have to do is RSVP via email at mcarter@cartermarketing.com. Or you can call 427-5180, 427-5180. It's the Burger King Quad Stacker King Challenge. Could be worth $250 in cash and prizes for the winner. And all entrants receive a BK gift certificate. So it's all good. All right? We'll definitely keep an eye on that. Now let's check the local scene. VJ erupts for career-high 30 points. The Bears rally from a double-digit second-half deficit. Story by Omri Kelly. Bahamian Valdez, VJ Edgecombe, and the Baylor University Bears secured a hard-fought 70-62 victory over the Kansas State University Wildcats at Foster Pavilion in Waco, Texas on Wednesday. Led by an outstanding performance from the Bahamian freshman, the Bears rolled to a victory, overcoming a double-digit deficit early in the second half. They improved to 12-6, 4-3 in the Big 12 Conference, while the Wildcats dropped to 7-11 overall and 1-6 in the Big 12 Conference. Edgecombe scored a career-high 30 points with 20 coming in the second half. I told you he's going to blossom. He's going to mature. I think VJ stays in Baylor this year, next year, goes pro next year.
No, he may be one and done. He's ready. He may be one and done.
He may be one and done, but obviously, you know, he got some other you know, players on our team that got the ball right now, and he's a freshman. He stays as a sophomore. I think he shoots straight up to that draft next year, goes high, even higher next year than he does this year.
He's starting.
Yeah, I know, but the ball still goes through the center. Look at him. He's the number two scorer on the team.
Yeah, that's all right. You had a number of NBA players. You didn't see their talent in the college until they got in the NBA. We saw what he could offer in the Olympic trials. We saw him.
I mean, I'd like him to be like, you know, come out and go even higher than potentially he can right now if he comes out next year. But that remains to be seen. Thomas Hattrick propels Mingos over Cavalier Football Club. University of the Bahamas Mingos. Kevin Thomas takes a shot against Cavalier Football Club at Roscoe L. Davis Soccer Field on Sunday. The Mingos won 7-0.
Wow.
And Bahamians fall short at Great Abaco Classic. Aldrich Portigier, a 19-year-old from South Africa, made history on January 22nd when the Bahamas Great Abaco Classic at the Abaco Club on Winding Bay. His two-stroke victory makes him the youngest winner in Korn Ferry's Tour history, surpassing Jason Day's previous record at 19 years, 4 months, and 11 days. Pat Guider is also the youngest winner on either the Korn Ferry Tour or the PGA Tour since 1931.
Wow.
Yeah, some good stuff for him, but unfortunate stuff for our local golfers. All right.
Yeah.
That's a wrap on the home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. Let's get to this call. Talking Heads.
Yeah, what's going on, Naughty? What's going on?
Hey, Twitch? What's going on, 52?
I just called it.
Hey, 52.
To tell Pearls, well, you know, the most memorable Super Bowl for me, right, Naughty? You know, like when I really used to never miss a game and be like, oh, you're always on every step, was Chicago and New England. With Steve Grogan and Jim McMahon.
You mean that big blowout, that 50?
And all of them, Willie Galton. Walter Payton, you know, they say Walter Payton is one of the best, but I consider him to be so because he wasn't a huge guy, but he was gracious, you know what I mean? Another Super Bowl that stood out for me, I don't know if Pearly remember this, you remember Joe Morris, right, the short guy from the Giants?
Uh-huh, the running back from Syracuse.
Yeah, with Washington.
Yes.
Listen, I don't know if you, and Washington, John Regan's is playing for Washington at the time. Remember John Regan?
No, hold on now. Yeah. Now, Joe Morris played for the Giants.
But I say John Riggins was the running back for the Redskins, I think, at the time. Right?
Correct.
It's fairly older than me.
Yes. John you're right. You're right.
Earl Campbell, yes. I remember them. They used to run with three and four people on them. Something like the Fridge and you know, we had the baddest running back in the leagues, right? I mean, give us a break, man, buddy. Let's go back in history. Who had the best running backs in the league? The Steelers, man. Look at the corner.
How y'all could have the best running backs in the league and the Dallas Cowboys have the greatest running back of all time in Emmitt Smith? What are you talking about?
Yeah. Dion and Emmitt was always, but listen to me. But you know, I remember a hit. I don't know if you really actually remember this because I was in. Joe Morris and Joe Jacoby. You remember the lineman? I think I don't know if he was the center or what for the Redskins. Him and Joe Morris met. Man, and listen, Joe Morris ain't going nowhere. And Joe Jacoby was 6'6", being 307 pounds. I don't know if you remember the hit.
You talking about the defensive tackle?
Yeah, but anyhow,
no tackle.
I didn't like how you and Pearly telling me you all were sick, right? And my bedroom Muff, right? Muff give you a little remedy, but. God don't give him money, he could bear, right? But the last time I had the flu, but you can hear something else. The last time I had the flu was in 1998.
What?
Yeah, man. And people say, well, I'm telling you, the last time I had the flu, you know, the runny nose, the ache, the pain, the sore throat, back in them time, yeah, man, I know what the flu is like. I tell you, the last time I had the flu was in 1998. I have sinuses. So when your sinus drain with the cold, people think you have the cold, but the flu, but you don't have the flu. It's just a sinus drain, and it's called a postnasal drip. But people don't know the difference. But sunlight is important too, you know, Naughty. Always remember that, you know.
Yeah, for real.
So, yeah, I been on the bridge this morning at 5 o'clock, early. So if you hear a 60-year-old man falling with a heart attack, that's me, all right?
Hey, 52, before you go, 52, I would like to share with you my favorite Super Bowl.
Yeah, all right.
And it was one where, you know, it happened to be where Larry Brown got MVP. You know, the underdog story, cornerback for the Dallas Cowboys, filling in for you know, an injured starter. Yeah, Steelers and Neil O'Donnell.
Kenny Stabler and Don Fouts. Who put up the most yards for now? Don Fouts never won a Super Bowl.
No, but he played for Al Coryell and them San Diego Chargers offensive.
He was a hell of a QB.
Yeah, he was.
You need to go back in history one of these days. Bless up. You all have a good one, man.
All right, man. Yes, 52.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like that 95 Super Bowl, man, with Larry Brown, man.
Yeah, I know you was bringing that up. I just hoping you wouldn't bring that up.
Oh, boy.
But I don't think Larry Brown did anything after that, did he?
No, he signed a big contract with the Raiders, made that money, and was out of football after that. Listen, the whole success story of Larry Brown was you had a cornerback for the Cowboys. Kevin Thingham was his name, came from Texas A&M, and he got injured.
Yeah.
He tore his Achilles, right? And he got replaced by Larry Brown. But on the opposite side, Kevin Smith was his name.
Yes.
And Larry Brown came in and was his backup. But on the other side was Deion Sanders. Well, you know, everybody wasn't throwing on time side.
Yep.
So what they had to do, they had to throw the ball to Larry Smith's side. Larry Brown's side.
They picked on Larry Brown thinking because he was the backup and he just rose to the occasion.
And he made play after play and had a Cinderella run and ended up winning the MVP.
Yeah.
That's how that went.
He should have given half of the MVP money to Deion Sanders because Deion Sanders caused him to get that because they did not throw at Deion's side. I think they may have taken one, maybe two passes towards Deion that whole game.
Yep. And Deion, like I said, Deion had that side of the field.
Yep.
And Larry Brown made history. But like I said, Kevin Smith was the corner. He got injured. And Larry Brown came in, and Larry Brown made history. Had two interceptions in the Super Bowl, thanks to Neil O'Donnell. And Cowboys
Larry Brown did what he had to do. He did what he had to do. In terms
Cowboys
of
beat him by 10 points, 27-17. Larry Brown signed a free agent contract with the Raiders, and he was out of football maybe 2 years later. But question for you. Here we go, Pearly. Good afternoon, Naughty and Pearly. Sorry to hear about my favorite talk show host, MJ. Give him my best regards and tell her to get well soon. We'll do, Texter. We'll do. But Pearly, we got a lot to look at this weekend. We checked out the local scene, and now we got to get into who's in and who's out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. Before we get to the NFL, like I said, we got to talk some NBA. And looking at both conferences, teams are starting to position themselves, getting into the All-Star break. You know, the All-Star break coming up in short order. Lakers now in the fifth spot, 24-18. They won two straight. They're 11 games back of the Thunder. Big win against the Celtics last night. But I'm still hearing talks about AD and LeBron upset. They want Pelinka to make a move.
Yeah, I've been saying that. I've seen that as well. They want him to make a move.
But how is he supposed to make a move? And they got nothing, no value, no trade pieces, no nothing.
Well, they want him to do something. I keep hearing Cam Johnson name come up. Is it Cam Johnson or Cam Jordan?
Cam Johnson is where? Is in what, Phoenix?
I think so. I keep hearing that name come up. But, you know, this trade with Jimmy Butler is going to involve up to five teams. And it could
Lakers
get a piece of that and be able to get what they want by giving up less than they think they would have to give up to accommodate with the Heat trying to do with the Suns.
Well, I like to see Dalton Connect play well last night. 3 points.
Yeah,
they need to play him more, though.
But I don't see the Lakers finishing higher than fifth. I don't see them being better than the Thunder, the Rockets, the Grizzlies, or
nope,
Nuggets.
I don't see them finishing any higher than that either.
Teams have a major injury or something like that, but I don't see it happening.
I don't see it either. Now, we'll see. We'll see where it goes. Like I said,
but they're a lot better than I. They lot finished. They're doing a lot better than I thought they would be doing. The credit is due.
No, I mean, it's better than I think that, and that's a testament to the head coach.
Yeah, he's doing a really good job. He should be in that money for coach of the year, considering what he's doing.
Redick should be there. Okay, I mean, he's done a good job coaching that team up.
Yeah, but the fact that he's got LeBron, he's not going to get the credit he does. They're going to say, oh, LeBron took the team to the playoffs, or LeBron did this, LeBron did. No, it's what J.J. Redick has been doing.
Correct, but they don't want to give him that credit.
Yeah.
Ah, Lord. If any more of y'all send me this remedy with the cat and the sword, it could be a problem. I done had that. That don't work. All right. But we got to look at a couple of things there, Pearly. We're going to get to the first break now. All right, let's get this first break in. Flip side of the break. We'll be talking some potential NBA moves. We'll be talking some NFL potential free agent moves and some coaching hires. Big hire today in Las Vegas. Pete Carroll is now the coach of the Las Vegas Raiders.
Well, I don't know what Dallas doing. Sound like y'all may make, Schottenheimer.
Schottenheimer was the hot ticket as of yesterday, possibly still in today. But now I'm hearing Kellen Moore for another visit. I think that's just a lot of talk and smoke and mirrors. Schottenheimer is a fan. I mean, Stephen Jones is a fan of Schottenheimer, so I know he's in the conversation, but I don't think Jerry is a fan.
I don't know, boy. His name, I hear that in a lot of different circles.
Typical yes man in Dallas, or another Dave Campo right there.
The herd is livid about that. The herd is like, just do it. The herd is like.
Well, I'll tell you on the flip side of the break why that Schottenheimer hiring might be done, and it's not nothing to do with him, but it's for a potential other head coach, and I'll tell you about it on the flip side of the break as the Friday, January 24th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Here's a price list of some of the roofing material we carry at Pinda Enterprises. 5/8 pressure treated roofing ply starting at $36.68. Gray Select Water Shield, 134/20 a rule. Felt, 15 pound, $16.50, 30 pound, $19.80. Owens, Corning Duration Shingles, and CertainTeed Landmark Shingles, $56.56 a bundle. Gallon of roof cement, $33.47. All sizes treated dimensional lumber, all nails and all screws. We have 5/8 sheetrock, $28.76. Half inch sheetrock, $22.18. All prices include VAT.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Get to stacking up the flavor at Burger King Nassau with its new Stacker King lineup. It doesn't get any bigger, better, or meatier than the Stacker Kings, which feature bacon, cheese, and a delicious stacker sauce, all piled on as many flame-grilled Whopper patties as you can handle. For the chicken lovers, try the all-new Crispy Chicken Stacker, or pile your mornings high with a croissant sandwich stacker loaded with meat, cheese, and stacker sauce on a warm, flaky croissant. Don't miss out on the bold flavors of the Stacker King collection, available at Burger King Nassau.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
We're back at ya on the Friday, January 24th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty along with Pearly and your company right up until 6 p.m. And listen, here's the deal. Purdy, Pete Carroll is not a head coach in Las Vegas. That's official.
I'm surprised. Yeah, because he's giving the young players.
Now, here's the deal. The reason why Schottenheimer is being pushed in Dallas. Yes, Stephen Jones is a fan of Schottenheimer. However, Jerry is a bigger fan of Jason Witten, who's taken a Texas high school team with his two sons on it to two perfect season back-to-back championships, state championships. The plan is to bring Witten in as the tight ends coach. Let him learn, you know, the pro game or the pro philosophy or organizational parameters of it. Under Schottenheimer, who doesn't mind being a sitting duck head coach because he knows that Witten is the coach in waiting. The only chance him ever getting a head coaching job is if he takes a patsy deal like this and Jerry gets his coach in a couple of years in the form of Jason Witten.
So you're trying to say tank the next two seasons then?
That's what I've been hearing. And if Schottenheimer's the coach, you're going to be in dog mess. You can't bring a coach in like Schottenheimer with still some potential talent left in Dak, a lot of upside in CD Lamb and a couple of other players, younger players. You got to get a coach in that is going to make that happen. And I don't think Schottenheimer's that guy. I think it still ends up with Kellen Moore, to tell you the truth. That's where I think ends up.
Because there ain't much candidates left. Not many candidates.
Well, after Pete Carroll got hired today, the pool has gone down big time.
Jaron Glenn is gone. Ben Johnson is gone. The Jags take the guy out.
Mike McCarthy, they're going to try to take, I hear. Vrabel is gone.
Person as well. I forget who it is they're talking to. It was a guy, OC from, it beats my brains right now.
So we'll see. Right now, here are the options, the top head coaching options after Pete Carroll got hired today. Cowboys, Saints are the top head coaching options after Pete Carroll has decided to accept the Raiders job. The Cowboys and the Saints are the only teams without a head coach. Several of the top names on the market, including Mike Vrabel, Ben Johnson, Aaron Glenn, and Liam Cohen. That's the offensive coordinator you're thinking of there, Pearly. Have accepted jobs.
Yeah.
So the Cowboys, you know, they're looking at Brian Schottenheimer, Washington Commanders offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury, and Eagles offensive coordinator Kellen Moore.
So he can't talk to any of them until after they play tomorrow.
Correct. The New Orleans Saints, that their front runner, Darren Rizzi, the interim head coach, did a good enough job. He's on the list. Former Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy, Buffalo Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady for the Saints job. So there's still some angles out there. But if you see the Cowboys go with Schottenheimer, you remember what I told you about Jason Witten, all right? Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's happening?
Boy, right here. Now, I know KC fine. Okay? KC win some close games, you know. Am I right?
Very much so.
They win some game by they record. Some of them game they win is about. Well, I know one time the fella gone kicked the field goal and he didn't make it. And there's another couple game they win by 3 and 4 points.
Correct, but so they won, so it is what it is.
Huh?
A win is a win, though, you know?
Yeah, I know. But that go to show that you could get beat. Same way they win by a couple points, they can get beat by a couple points from Buffalo. Now, the Lakers, yes, they don't win. They get a win over Boston. You know, as a diehard Boston. But guess what? Boston beat them the first time.
Correct.
All right, so now when the money on the line, they ain't up now for them. Not with Boston. Not with the Lakers. Boston.
Well, what you mean? You're bragging on your Celtics, but hold on. Your Celtics are 31-14, and the Lakers are 24-18. I mean, it ain't too much games between them now. It ain't too far off.
Considering how the Celtics started off with
all them wins.
Yeah, they get a win. They're people like that. But like I say, when the going gets tough, Boston will be right there waiting on whoever come in. And again, I can repeat myself, don't be surprised if KC don't get takeover. everybody around here, Casey. See, they blow. Some of them, when they get, like I say again, 2 points, 3 points, they win. So don't mind if you may look, they can get beat by 2 or 3 points.
All right, we'll see how it go, man. I appreciate you chiming in. Good stuff. Have a good weekend. Enjoy the games. All right, Purdy, we got to get to that. It's that time. And we got a great Final 15 today. We got Rich Eisen and Colin Cowherd and Jordan Schultz discussing Pete Carroll's Raiders deal, the Cowboys head coaching search, and how Cohen landed with the Jags.
Okay, sounds good.
Good stuff there. That'll get everybody caught up on their coaching situation. All right, Purdy, here we go. All brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. Simply log on to theislandgame.com if you haven't done already. Check out the sportsbook, set up your account, get the bonus bucks, and play. Football's wrapping up, but you still got NCAA men and women's basketball, the NBA, the NS for college basketball, the NHL, EuroLeague soccer. And when you get through all of that, guess who's warming up? Pitches and catches.
Yep.
Baseball's back. And baseball carry us through the doldrums until we get back into football time, which is the draft in April. Once you get there, we're off and running.
You got the combines in February and then free agency in March.
But there's a ton of ways to play and win with the Island Game, and the Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly. All right, Purdy. Got two games to pick. Two games to pick. All right?
I'm ready.
And I'm looking at all these. They even got potential super odds out ahead of time.
Let's leave that alone for now.
Bills and Eagles. If the Bills and Eagles make it, in the odds are Bills minus one over the Eagles. Bills and the Commanders. Bills 4.5 over the Commanders. Chiefs 1.5 over the Eagles. 4.5 over the Commanders. So everybody gets the same line for the playoffs, pretty much.
Okay.
The what ifs, the hypotheticals for the Super Bowl, but. We got to get through the AFC and NFC championship games in order to get there. Starting off 3 p.m. on Sunday, the Washington Commanders against the Philadelphia Eagles in Philadelphia. Big NFC East matchup. The rivalry is there. The Commanders plus 6 points. The over is 47.5.
I like the Eagles and the points. I think the running game of the Eagles is going to be a little bit too much for the Commanders. I think the Cinderella, she will fall off this weekend.
Okay, that ain't bad. I mean, and I understand that. But remember, the cardiac kids of Washington, the Commanders, and then the NFC champions. And guess what? They're on a run of 7 straight victories. They won 7 straight games, Purdy. Now
that even solidifies my pick. 7.
That's fine. Considering the Commanders have won 5 straight by 6 points or fewer. All right. They were surprised to beat Detroit last week by 2 scores. But you look at this division rivalry, and they know each other well. Philly won on November 14th, 26-18 at home, and Washington referring the favor to the home win of their own 36-33 on December 22nd. If you ask me, over the last couple of weeks of the season, the healthier team and the better team has been the Washington Commanders. So I'm going to go out on a limb. And I'm going to take the Commanders in this one, plus the 6 points. But I like them in the game. I think they could win outright. I'm taking the Commanders 34-33 over the Eagles. But if you're betting it, take the Commanders plus the 6 and take it over to 47.5. Thank me later.
We'll see.
And then that brings us to the Chiefs and the Bills.
Until the Chiefs get beat. I can pick the Chiefs. I think they're the Achilles heel of the Bills. I think they own Josh. And if Josh can't put up 35 points, which I doubt they could do against the Chiefs, they can't beat them.
I agree with Purdy. I like the Chiefs until you prove the Chiefs wrong, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. And Mahomes got that look in his eye again. I like the Chiefs 31-30 over the Bills to get it done. We'll see how it all plays out. Purdy, I appreciate you. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your football. And we'll be back on Monday to do it all over again. And everybody who inquired and sent well wishes, we appreciate you. And yes, everybody who texted, and I will let MJ know how much y'all appreciate, how much y'all miss her, and how bad y'all want her back and get well soon.
All right.
Curly, have a great weekend. Appreciate you. Enjoy the games. We'll do it again on Monday, man. Be good, Bahamas, and if you can, be good at it. Have a great weekend. Rich Eisen taking us home on the flip side of the break. Sorry, Colin Cowherd taking us home on the flip side of the break. Keep it right. We got it. Don't touch it.
Crunch your hunger cravings and satisfy the whole family with KFC Bucket Meals starting at just $20. Get freshly prepared golden fried chicken, buttery biscuits, and add your favorite large sides for flavor that will make your mouth happy and your feet dance. Order online or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to grab your KFC Bucket today. Big flavor, bigger value, and always KFC. Finger licking good.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
All right. Jordan Schultz is joining us in studio. Let's start. You've got a lot of information on this stuff. What led to the Raiders? What a division of coaches now. What led to adding a little silver to the silver and black 73-year-old Pete Carroll?
To understand the Pete Carroll hire, you have to understand the history of both Tom Brady and Rob Spitek in Tampa Bay. Remember, when the Bucs won the Super Bowl, who did they coax out of retirement? A mid-60s Bruce Arians. Not dissimilar, necessarily, to Pete Carroll. High energy, connects to players, and they win the Super Bowl, and now you fast forward several years, and yes, Pete Carroll is old, but Pete Carroll's superpower is connecting and relating to players. And when you think about that division, Andy Reid, Jim Harbaugh, Sean Payton, Tom Brady, Rob Spitek, they realized they needed an adult in the room. Now, yes. Ben Johnson was the exception. They looked at Ben Johnson like he's a superstar, he's a number one draft pick. But once that became really unrealistic, and I told you last week, I never really bought into Ben Johnson going to the Raiders. I always thought the Bears was the number one opportunity for him and that he wanted that job. When that became unrealistic, they moved to Pete Carroll and pursued him wholeheartedly. And I've talked to Michael Bennett, Marshawn Lynch, Richard Sherman, Bobby Wagner, and they all say that there is no coach quite like Pete Carroll in terms of the connectivity to players, establishing a culture, and I can't think of a franchise more in need of that than the silver and black.
Yeah, I think we both admit they needed an adult, and Pete Carroll is an adult.
Yes.
He was willing to go back to college for an elite job.
He's a coach. Coach is coach. That's what he wanted to do, and that's where we're at.
Okay, I want to talk about the Bears and Ben Johnson. CERN is he has no real relationship with Ryan Poles. I don't know if Ryan Poles is the guy. It's been a political organization. What just in this league, when the coach and the GM don't connect, Snyder and Pete Carroll late didn't really connect. The coach is usually in trouble. Ben has the power here in this dynamic. What do you make of that GM coach thing?
You mentioned Pete Carroll and Snyder. Pete wanted to stay in Seattle. He was pushed out.
Yeah.
It's really important to have alignment. And the Bears, you mentioned Ryan Poles. It was really Kevin Warren driving the bus, the president of the organization. But Ben Johnson is someone that can give you innovation. Ben Johnson is someone that's going to take his playbook and say, no, Caleb, I will adapt to you. A lot of coaches, especially ones who've had the early success, like a Ben Johnson, known as a guru, a wunderkind, they will go to a young quarterback and say, you listen to me. This is my playbook. You will learn everything I want you to learn. They'll have cohesion. And it's been made very clear to me that Ben Johnson is going to have the opportunity very early on to establish the type of trust with Caleb Williams, who, by the way, advocated publicly for Ben Johnson, and they will have the cohesiveness that he never had with a Shane Waldron, let alone a Matt Eberflus. That was a big part of the hire, and I think Chicago also sold Ben Johnson on, yes, this division is really tough, but nobody has ever been able to take the Bears to the promised land since Mike Ditka. Imagine what you can do for the city of Chicago in this region if you take the Bears to the promised land, and they believe he will.
Dallas Cowboys, not only are they going to settle probably for a second to third tier coach, but everybody's gobbling up the best coordinators and assistants. Where are they at?
Colin, if you're a really good established coordinator, do you want to go work for Brian Schottenheimer in Dallas? Why?
No.
Why? I mean, this is not disrespectful to Brian Schottenheimer. It's the reality. He's fifth in multiple places as an offensive coordinator, including Seattle. And now he appears to be in the lead in Dallas. Now, I'm not willing to say quite yet that he has the job. I know they really do like Kellen Moore. And Kellen Moore, obviously, they wouldn't be able to hire until Philly's out. But if Brian Schottenheimer is the guy, he is viewed around the league. And I'll tell you this quite totally honestly. He is viewed around the league as someone that will acquiesce to Jerry Jones. Now, Mike McCarthy, I believe Jerry really believed, wanted to stay, and that he would be able to retain him. Jerry got very behind in the process, did not proactively reach out to potential new coaches, Ben Johnson, Aaron Glenn, reaching out to the Lions. He did not do that. He became way behind, and as a result, not only does he not get a top-tier head coach, but he has no plan of how to operate moving forward. The Cowboys have no plan. This is what happens when you just wing it. And Jerry Jones, who's in his 80s, is operating right now as a lone wolf. A lot of times he's incorporated Steven. It's my understanding that Jerry Jones right now is driving this entire thing. So if it's Brian Schottenheimer, it'll be because Jerry wants Brian Schottenheimer, and that's not a very good thing.
Let me throw a name out to you. I think now Robert Saleh is the best candidate on the market. I thought Vrabel was initially. Then I thought it was McCarthy, Ben, Pete.
Mm-hmm.
I think Saleh now, to me, has leverage with the Saints and the Cowboys. You're getting a text right now. Is that anything we should know?
This is directly related to the Jets GM search, but I think we have a few minutes. So
okay, we'll
come back to that.
All right, Robert Saleh.
Yeah, well, speaking of Jets, I believe wholeheartedly that Robert Saleh would have been the guy in Jacksonville had the Liam Cohen Hail Mary not worked. I believe that. And so now that they go with Liam Cohen, he's most likely, very likely, going to go back to San Francisco, become the defensive coordinator. But, you know, we just talked about Dallas. This is why Dallas hasn't been relevant in three decades. If you're Dallas, why aren't you talking to Robert Saleh right now? This is a guy who is very well respected.
I mean, the minute he left New York,
yes,
the franchise overboard.
They were 2-3 on the verge of potentially first place, and they made him the scapegoat, and look what happened. They fell apart the rest of the season. Now, I'm not saying Robert Saleh is a godsend of a head coach, but he is a culture defensive guy.
Niners want him back.
The Niners desperately want him back, and really, a lot of teams really like Robert Saleh. It's why, and this surprised me, he was in the mix in three different organizations for a potential head coaching job. And a lot of people, including myself, did not believe he'd be in this cycle. That says a lot about how he's viewed throughout the league. So if you're Dallas, I don't understand, quite frankly, why you're not pursuing a Robert Saleh. And it really goes to speak to the ineptitude of Jerry Jones and the organization. But I do believe, again, he would have been in Jacksonville if it wasn't for Liam Cohen, and I now believe he will be back in San Francisco as the DC, which probably means in a year he'll be in the head coaching cycle again.
Liam Cohen, he's been around for a long time, 15 years, gets the Jaguars job, has a lot of hurt feelings in Tampa, but it is coordinator to head coach. It's just going to happen. That's the reality. They circled back. Trevor Lawrence finally gets his guy.
Yeah. So there's a lot of factors here. I don't want to go too much into the weeds on this, but basically, what happened was Liam Cohen, interview with the Jags, went very well. The next day, he alerts Jacksonville, you know what? I appreciate the opportunity, but I want to remain in Tampa Bay over the next couple of days. I love Baker Mayfield, love Todd Bowles. The Bucs make him one of the highest paid coordinators in the league, $4.5 million. Everybody's happy. It's copacetic. Then you fast forward 24 hours. The Jags fired Trent Baalke, and now all of a sudden, they start bombarding Liam Cohen. Hey, what can we do to get you in the building? Give us another chance. as it was described to me, they were going to make Liam Cohen say no, not once, but twice.
Okay.
So they bring Liam Cohen secretly.
That happens, by the way, in college a lot.
Absolutely. They bring Liam Cohen secretly into Jacksonville. Nobody knows what's going on. And they meet with him basically all day, and Shad Khan becomes very enamored, blown away. And as it was described to me, and I reported this last night, they were not going to let Liam Cohen leave the building. That's how well it went. And you ask me, why not Trent Baalke? What's the big issue there? The big issue is Trent Baalke is a survivor. He survived Jim Harbaugh, Jim Tomsula, Doug Peterson, Urban Meyer. Now you start to think, if I'm Liam Cohen, why would I go to Jacksonville with Trent Baalke? Talk about not having alignment with the GM. It doesn't make any sense. And the other part, this is important to know, Colin, it's ironic that it's from an OC from the Bucks to the Jags, because if you rewind the clock 3 years, Byron Leftwich was in a very similar position. The Jags wanted him. He ended up turning it down because he did not want to be in an organization that wasn't healthy, right? It's not guaranteed if you're Liam Cohen, just like it wasn't with your Byron Leftwich, that you're going to have an opportunity a year later.
Yeah, I think people get that. It's a head coaching job with Trevor Lawrence.
Absolutely. And if you're Byron Leftwich, you have not been in the league now for 3 years. You never got that job. There's only 32 job seasons in the world. And I know how frustrated Bucks fans are with Liam Cohen. Mm. But you have to understand, this is an opportunity for him to be a head coach. And now, instead of making $4.5 million, I've been told he's going to make Ben Johnson money, which is mid-teens.
Yeah.
It's a multi-year deal.
How many Buck fans would turn down three times the job offer? Get over it.
And the it's power. Life. And yes. Trevor Lawrence, who,
yeah, it's easy.
Colin, I know he hasn't been perfect, but this is a guy with immense talent. So there's a lot of unbelievable factors here with that job.
I worry about losing both coordinators, and I hear they'd like to fill those positions from within. Watch out.
The two names that I would watch for, Scotty Montgomery as the OC potentially, and Calvin Shepard, linebacker coach, as the DC. But they're going to have a search. The difference here, go ahead. Was you going to say something?
That's upgrading within the staff worries me.
It does. The difference here, and this is the difference between Dallas and Jerry Jones to Detroit with Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell. They've been preparing for this for a year. They already have a lot of candidates, obviously within, but also outside, to potentially bring in. So they're ahead of the game. Now, I'm not saying they're going to be able to replace Ben Johnson or Aaron Glenn, because you can't. But I think Detroit, with that roster, is viewed at as a great opportunity to come in, work for Dan, be really good right away, and then you can jumpstart your career potentially as a head coach, as we've seen with Aaron and Ben. I still think with that division, Detroit has to be the favorite next year.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think I'll have to examine my data and analytics.
Yeah.
So let's go back to the Cowboys.
Yeah.
I said this yesterday. We are seeing the fall of an American institution. If it is Brian Schottenheimer,
yeah,
I think it's interesting. Would Jerry give him a 2-year deal?
Mm-hmm.
You got to prove it. 2-year deal, which, by the way, you'll build a horrible staff.
Yeah.
Is there a chance Sala gets Dallas?
No, I don't think Sala. I think Kellen Moore would be the other guy. I think Kellen Moore.
But you'd have to wait. You'd have to wait 3 weeks.
You'd have to wait. Absolutely.